Hey everyone, welcome to Friday Night Live with your hosts Ben, Rob, and Seth. We're investigative researchers who look into topics the mainstream media can't or won't report on, and then we share what we find with all of you. Plus, we do a lot of
what's
joking
that
around in the
music?
Process. I think it's Dom boogieing down. Well, you guys, this week we've been noticing how fact-checking has been taking a new turn as Twitter changes hands. Why exactly were Hillary and Biden called out on social media? We'll be going over all that tonight. Plus, we saw Elon's take AOC's bait, but then shot back with humor, and Kyrie Irving didn't take the media's bait as they hunted for sound bites. Kind of makes us wonder, is all the news just a bait and hook 'em game?
Well, sometimes the news gets tiring, so join us for the exclusive part of tonight's Friday Night Live on Rise TV with a dig deep Q&A and the top 10 weirder news of the week. You won't want to miss a weird patent, zoo escapee, Antarctica strange anomalies, and an amazing story from Julia Roberts.
But I mean, now, how amazing could it be? It's Julia Roberts.
It's actually pretty interesting. It really is. So wait and see. See what that's all about. But for now, let's jump into what's been going on in the world this week. The fact checks and bail traps and everything else.
Bait traps, Ben. Come on
bait
now.
Traps. Well, hey, there are bail traps.
It's right? Friday. We'll forgive you. All right.
So it looks like people are saying that it's not live on, the show is not live on Rise.
I'm checking right now. Let's see.
Yeah, it says live stream started soon.
Yep. We are not live on Rise TV.
Dom will help with that, right, Dom?
It's working on Rumble.
Well, that's good. We are live on Rumble. And if you're listening to our podcast, please give us a 5-star review.
Yeah, for our reliability.
Oh, okay. Technical difficulties. Wouldn't be a Rise TV exclusive show without that, right?
And Ben, I'm really pleased to report it's not your fault.
Well, that's good.
What are you guys drinking tonight? That's the most important question of the evening.
Rob is all big. What am I drinking? I am drinking water right now. So
yeah, I'm stuff. Not I'm just drinking a Spindrift. It's lime rather.
What about you, Seth?
Oh,
I could grab something during the break.
I'm drinking my new favorite non-alcoholic beer. It's a Lagunitas IPNA is what it is.
Oh, I have heard of it.
It's
it
so
once.
Good.
Maybe.
And it reminds me, my favorite beer used to be Blue Moon, which had more of a citrusy taste to it. Like you'd always get it with like the orange slice in it at the bar. And this is an IPA that just kind of tastes like that. So, but it's non-alcoholic, which of course, it's lovely though. It's really nice.
All right. Well, while we're working on the Rise stuff, should we just get into the highlights of the week?
Let's see. Dom, do you have an update for us on this? Because, you know, we really don't want to have our Rise audience miss the core parts of this.
Agreed.
Everyone just got to hear Dom's voice. And Dom, was that music you at the beginning?
Yeah, he kind of did it as a joke.
Maybe it was an intentional thing. Like we're trying to create more of the podcast smooth experience for listeners.
That is true. We are trying to do that. And, you know, there's always sound effects that they add. That's kind of fun.
Wow, there we go. Live on Rise. All right. Dom, thank you, my man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There we go. We're all good.
All right. So highlights of the week. Ben, how about you go ahead and start there? Because you've got something to tell us about.
Yeah. So I had no idea this movie even was ever made. But The Onion, believe it or not, made a movie in 2008. And honestly, it's one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. There's no way in hell that they could do this now with the woke cancel
culture.
Is there
a trailer we can watch?
Yes. Dude, it has every single stereotype from every race you can possibly think of in this movie. And I'm like, wow, this is actually like they knew what they were doing. And it's funny. So, yeah. So, Dom, you can play a little bit of this trailer. I don't think any of the race stuff is in the trailer because, dude, oh my gosh, it's so funny, actually.
Only one news organization has the guts to tell it like it is.
According to a new medical study, depression hits losers hardest.
The Onion Movie, America's unrated news source. The crucial stories.
News from Detroit. American Automotive announced a safety recall of all cars containing neck belts. The neck belts have been found to cause violent decapitation.
Daddy's home.
Hi, Dad.
The Essential Interviews.
Melissa Cherry is America's biggest pop sensation. But is this young singer sending the wrong message? Wait.
My music isn't about sex.
The fundamental concerns.
Congress passed legislation restricting smoking within U.S. borders to a single room in Des Moines. Smokers from across the country are making the long journey to the 10x10 Smokers Lounge in Iowa.
Move the car, you old bitch!
And the hard-hitting movie previews.
This is
Master, how did they defeat me?
They used an ancient technique.
That's Steven Seagal.
The very core really is Steven Seagal. Of a warrior's strength. You, my young pupil, shall become a cock puncher.
Steven Seagal is cock puncher.
All right.
I don't think you have the balls.
See all this and more in The Onion Movie, America's unrated news source.
That was awesome!
Coming soon to DVD.
You know, actually, it's funny that reminded me a lot of Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, it does, actually. It really does, especially when they get to the race part and everything and how they do. Oh, my God. It's just so funny, man. I was like, I'm seriously laughing so hard. And I was just thinking, I'm like, gosh, yeah, you know, and now
that's when there was actual comedy.
Yeah. And now, like, no one reads The Onion anymore because they're trying to cater to the woke.
How can you know? Cater to the woke if you're joking around?
And if you're satire, like you got to make fun of everybody and everything. And they're so afraid.
Who owns The Onion? They're destroying it.
I actually don't know. I don't know anymore. But I mean, this is why Babylon Bee is like doing better than The Onion, because they're just like, we're just going to go all out and do whatever we want. And Onion's like, oh, we can't talk about that now. But if you look like previously before Trump, I mean, they were getting into all kinds of like racial issues and everything. And it was pretty funny. But anyway, it's just like, you know, everyone knows it's like satire. And when you know that, you're just like, you're not really offended by these. I mean, they literally go in every race, the white race, black race, even Indians and everything. It's pretty funny, actually.
Ben, you're like a closet racist, I think.
No. Not at all.
Ben's like, no, I'm out in the open about it.
Guys.
Actually, Ben's like the opposite of being a racist.
I love it. All people. I think we
all people, including the ones I make fun of.
But I don't know if you can call the Clintons people, so that's a little different.
Yeah.
Well, according all to right. David Icke.
Yeah, well, we're going to get into that, actually. But we will. Yes. What about you guys? So, Seth, why don't you go next?
Oh, gosh. Let me think. There's a lot going on. I've been really busy. I got to interview General Flynn yesterday morning, which I just put the show up before the show. It's only a shorter interview. It's only about half an hour because he's like really tight on time. But it was actually really, for whatever reason, it was really cool because at the beginning of the interview, he was like, he felt really bad that we hadn't done an interview yet, because I see him like all the time at the different events. Mm-hmm. But it was just kind of cool because he was like, oh man, Seth, he's like, I love Man in America. I love your show. I love watching Man in America. And it was just like, he said some form of that, but it was just a really cool experience because it was like, really? Like just me? Like,
and
I don't know. I just
still are in these really elementary arguments about looking inside
of machines and looking.
That's after he said the nice words about me. Anyway, so it was just, I don't know, it was a cool interview, but the interesting thing about it is that we're just talking about the midterms and just, you know, the election, and all of a sudden he's like the, you know, the World Economic Forum and the New World Order have the societies in a stranglehold, and he started going into like the New World Order and like just their plan to take over the world and take over our resources. And it was like, it turned into a really interesting interview. But we're going to do some much longer, more in-depth interviews in a little bit. He's at right now the Reawakened Tour in Branson, Missouri. Mm-hmm. So it was hard to fit things in, but it seemed like that was a little bit of like a milestone for me to do an interview with him. Nice. Just because, I mean, he was one of the two people that I'd say were the biggest influences, like in terms of the people I was watching and following with starting Man in America. It was him and Scott Kesterson that were both, you know, so they, like, it was him listening to his interviews and his speeches, then Scott Kesterson with Bards FM and his podcast. Mm-hmm. But they were both this like really encouraging, you know, American patriots to use their talents and get out there and fight. So anyway, so that was a cool moment for me.
Nice. Yeah, for myself, gosh, I guess a couple of things this week are, and I don't want people to feel bad about this, but I like the conclusion I've kind of come to, and it actually solidified even right before the show, is just I was doing a lot of extra research on AI this week,
mm-hmm.
and I just think like free, like what we understand of as freedom is sort of an illusion. Like what we talk about as being freedom is sort of a built-in illusion to the way that the bad guys, like, you know, General Flynn was just talking about the World Economic Forum and all of these different groups. They, in the West, they've led us to believe that we're free, but they actually use really, really advanced methods to control us. Whereas over in the East, it's just full control, like straight on control. And don't get me wrong, I prefer what we have going on over here in the West, just because it's like, at least people are trying to speak up, even though they're getting censored. Over there, it's like hopeless, even if you do that. But the point is like, it's a very strange world with the way that they've constructed things. And mm-hmm. I think we need to be wise, like very wise, wiser than them if we're to break ourselves out of that whole thing. And I think a holistic change needs to take place. But it was really, really interesting. And you know, just watching that Onion thing, man, it was like, I felt like I was getting flashbacks of what, like, comedy was like in shows and stuff. It like doesn't exist anymore. Mm-mm. Like just that between in the 90s and in the 2000s, just laughing your butt off at some of these movies was just like so much fun, and it's like doesn't happen anymore. It's weird, you know. I often say this: Tropic Thunder was the last comedy ever made, and it was in 2008.
Aside from South Park, I still don't know how in the world South Park hasn't been canceled yet. And in every episode, you know, they have this like warning thing, and it still says something like, in basically it says something like, we recommend that no one watches this show or something like that.
That's actually my favorite line from a Tom McDonald song, was when he said, we all grew up watching South Park, how are we offended?
Yeah.
it's like so true. Like, how could we watch, like, we all grew up watching South Park, like why are we offended at this stuff, you know?
It's so true. All right,
well, so speaking of digital technocracy, how about we talk about Twitter and the realm of social media? It's a pretty interesting battle of freedom and tyranny playing out in there, isn't there, guys?
There sure is with this. Yeah.
So Ben, what are the most recent updates for us?
Well, so right now you have AOC trying to get New York and California to sue Elon for
wait, because what?
She's trying to sue, she who wants is? AOC.
She's such a hag.
So, you know, she posts this whole thing about criticizing the $8 an hour, you know, and then Elon's like,
oh, $8 for the blue check. The
yeah,
blue,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is from a great tweet. So this handle is Gays for Trump, actually. And so it was just pretty funny. But so she's saying, actually, can you scroll up, Dom? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Scroll up. Okay. So that's the original tweet that she has. She basically is saying, if you're a Twitter employee, you know, it's like, because you didn't get 90 days notice, blah, 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 you can sue and everything else. And then he's saying like, no, actually that's not true, because Elon, this is what Elon gave the Twitter employees. Basically he's giving them severance pay. He's basically saying, I don't want you to show up for work. We're going to revoke all your privileges. You can't do anything, but we're still going to pay you for 90 days. So it's like, you know, okay. So how, you know, and then like there's all these Twitter employees all over Twitter posting their videos of them crying and breaking down because they're losing their job and blah, 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 blah. But, it's just so funny. And then people are responding like, well, you know, all these conservatives are were being deleted. And some of these people, like, I mean, like for us on YouTube, I mean, if we didn't have Rise,
that TV, guy's name is Seth Yoder.
Peace sign.
Yeah.
That helps. So
funny. And then and like there's this shoot from Cernovich, actually. He posted this video, which is really, really good. And Dom, actually, can you play this?
What is this?
Play this video from Mike Cernovich. Twitter employees are, so what he posted was, Twitter employees claim that the site is built on a house of cards, proof that they didn't actually do any work and only found ways to censor people as they looted the company for stock options. So this is like breaks down really what they were doing.
This is Ben Collins.
A lot of folks employed by Twitter. What are they telling you? What does the separation also look like? The details of that?
Sure. So the most important thing that Twitter employees want to stress is that the company is a nightmare right now.
Yeah.
And you cannot work there. And the website is built on sticks and it might fall apart. So how is it cards? If it falls apart by Tuesday, we're in trouble in terms of getting election information out there. The other thing they're warning to me about, by the way, to regular people, like, you know, this is the thing. These people have lost their jobs, and this is what they're worried about right now. On Tuesday, on Monday, on Monday, anybody can maybe buy a verification badge, right? Verified
check. $8.
Right.
Yeah.
You could go and pose as anybody, an election official, a public figure, whatever. And they've cut the moderation staff so severely that there's no way they're going to catch up in time to these lies.
Wow.
So using Twitter as a trustworthy source of information on Tuesday is going to be a nightmare. That's what people inside of Twitter, or people who just got laid off, some people who are still there, are warning about, because they go and talk to Elon, who is deeply out of his depth, objectively.
Oh, he's deeply out of his depth.
And they don't know what's going to happen next week during the United States elections.
So who is the person, what is the entity that helps identify that Twitter will no longer be a viable source that we have looked to for so long going forward? Because we are in the age of misinformation. I mean, the timing could not be worse for all this stuff.
The entity is us. We're going to learn the hard way on Tuesday if he does this by Monday. And he wants to. He says he wants to ship this product by Monday. This is a way to get $8 out of lots of users. We're going to see what happens. I don't mean to sound the alarm quite so severely here, but this could be really bad.
Oh, you know what?
Do you ever want to slap people like that?
Yeah.
It's evident from that interview that Ben Collins has been eating a lot of soy recently. Lots of soy. Just.
Well, did you guys see the day in the life of a Twitter employee?
Was he just sitting there or in a bathtub?
Okay, you have to see this. You have to see this. So, okay, so we just watched that video, right? So they're like, okay,
What? Oh, wait. Are we playing? We got to play a trailer first, right?
Is that Dom Stein? Play a trailer?
I think that's what he's playing, that music. Right? We have to play a trailer, Dom?
Yes, sir.
Lindsay's like, time for trailer, guys. Dom's like,
Dom's playing like 70s porn music or something.
No, it kind of more sounds like elevator music. That's
all right. Well, anyway, have you guys seen our content on Rise.tv? Yesterday, we dropped the newest episode of our series on the seas, all about Aleister Crowley's Loch Ness rituals. It's pretty creepy. You might have heard of Nessie, the monster, but most people don't know what kind of occult, paranormal, and UFO activity was actually happening on Loch Ness itself. You got to check this trailer all about it.
Monsters of the seas were long thought to be myths. But some magic hunters sought power for themselves, believing that old legends held secret truths. Why did the famous occultist Aleister Crowley make his home on Loch Ness, which later became famous for its elusive creature? Why are there so many paranormal sightings in the area? What other creatures of the deep have been spotted in Scotland that are largely ignored or considered local folktales? The human mind enjoys impressive visions of unearthly creatures. Now then, the sea is precisely their best medium, the only setting suitable for the breeding and growing of such giants, next to which such land animals as elephants or rhinoceroses are mere dwarves. Find out what creatures may be a lot closer than 20,000 leagues under the sea. Join Edge of Wonder for a deep dive into the cryptids of the abyss.
Oh, my speakers were going crazy.
Gosh, that, and Ben, probably for you too, with that techno kind of little trancey exit there, mm-hmm. That was stunning. I used to love music like that. I like it too.
It kind of reminds me.
So long, man. Like that, I used to really enjoy.
There he is again. Hey,
here we go.
Thanks, Dom.
So Epstein is trending, and I was trying to figure out why, and it's all because of Oprah.
What happened with Oprah?
So, you know, she came out and endorsing that John Fetterman guy. He's, you know.
She enjoys Fetterman?
Yeah, she endorsed him on her show.
Did you guys see the commercial that he did? The Coke commercial thing?
I have it for a weirder news.
Dom was showing it to me earlier. It's ridiculous.
It's the most insane. Like, it's almost like it's a comedy show.
Wait, can we do one of our weirder news now?
Let's play that because it's like so great. I actually had it in there.
You want to do it now?
Yeah. Play it now.
I've never had such secondhand embarrassment in my life.
I was like, what am I watching?
It's like the elites are just playing with us now. They're like, let's see how dumb of a candidate we can shove in front of these people, like steal the votes and still put them in power and see how they react. Like it's insane how this is the guy that's running in one of the most important states in America.
All right, everybody, clenched up.
I was like, wait a minute, is this real? Is this really an ad? Make it big, Dom.
Mr. Fetterman.
Oh wait, this is the fake one. Oh.
No, this is the real one.
Mr. Fetterman.
Yeah.
You need any help?
I'm running for the U.S. Senate, kid. I need all the help I can get.
You're running for Senate?
Sure.
Where's your suit and your flag pin and your hair?
Oh, hey, kid.
I just want you to know I'd vote for you.
Hey, thanks, kid.
You want a drink?
Nah, no.
Really? You can have it.
Says
Fetterman. Okay.
Thanks.
See you around.
Hey, kid. Catch.
Wow. Thanks, Mayor John.
Wait. It's not over.
What's a jag-off?
I'll tell you when you're older.
What? What, man? What is this?
It was the worst commercial I've ever seen.
So, okay, can you imagine watching that and then Oprah on live TV endorsing him after watching that? Like, no joke. She endorsed him after watching this.
I don't. She endorsed him after watching this?
Yes.
What do you mean by that? Is it just happen to be after watching it, or did she like play it and then laugh?
No, I know. I don't think they played it, but what she said on live TV, she said if she was in Pennsylvania, he would get my vote. That's what she said. And now, like, I was looking on Twitter, right? So Epstein Island is trending, and it's all these posts with Oprah talking about how she visited the island, and it's all these photos with her and Harvey Weinstein. It's like, that's all it is.
It's crazy because, you know, one thing I have to look at in everything in the world is you can see that every bad thing has a good thing and every good thing has a bad thing. Like, it's just like there's good and bad in everything, right? And it's like, mm-hmm. You can choose what comes out of it. And when I look at what's happening with social media and the internet, and the elites have to know this too. It's like they can do a lot of bad with it. They can use it as a very evil tool, but we can also use it against them. You know what I mean? Like, because they can't contain it fully. So it's just crazy because it's like they probably would have hoped that we would have already been in some sort of like digital prison right now. But instead, Oprah and Epstein are trending on Twitter. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, Elon just bought Twitter and now it's able to trend.
Yes. Though, I mean, I'm seeing there are still a lot of people that are getting their accounts deleted. I think it was actually David Icke. I think David Icke got his account. He had the official Icke. And the first post he put back up there was a video exposing Elon Musk. And his account got nuked.
Oh, jeez.
But it makes me wonder. I've had this thought. I was talking to my wife about this. Is that, and you guys both familiar with the 100 Flowers campaign in China?
I've heard of it. Chinese campaign.
So,
yes.
What's that, Rob?
I said that was a Chinese campaign, right?
Yeah. So basically what it was is they invited all of the Chinese, especially the intellectuals, out to come publicly criticize the government, basically. Yes. And that was how they got everyone to come forth with their true thoughts. And then after that, then they knew exactly who to kill, right? And then they went and killed everybody. Mm-hmm. So anybody that came out and said, well, here's a suggestion on how you could possibly run the country better or run the region better or whatever, you know, they're looking for the people that had independent thinking like that. And so then they killed them all. And so, you know, again, this is just a wild kind of idea, but it's like maybe if, you know, like, if there was a kind of a nefarious reason behind what's happening with Twitter, it could be that they want everyone to come out and speak the truth. Do you know what I mean? They want everyone to feel like they can come out and say whatever they want to in a very public way. That way it's like, okay, because again, isn't this whole show today about like bait? You know what I mean? Like baiting people. So maybe that could be something. I don't think so personally. You know what I mean? Like, I don't necessarily believe so, but I mean, who knows? I mean, he was wearing a Luciferian, you know, Sub-Zero Scorpion Mortal Kombat suit the other day. So I don't know.
That suit.
What's that?
I said it was a Mortal Kombat Baphomet suit.
Yeah,
seriously. Yeah. I did find the video of Oprah endorsing Fetterman. It's in our doc. Dom, I put your name in there if you want to grab that and you can show. It's not very long. It's just like 20 seconds or something of her talking about it. But, you know, Dr. Oz is running against him. And so I think it's like, you know, and Trump endorsed Dr. Oz. And in return, Dr. Oz like came out in support of Trump. So it's like, they could care less who is running. It's just like, we just need someone to beat Trump. And this guy's running. Okay, sure. Let's just support him because he's not going to come after us, you know. But here she is.
I said it was up to the citizens of Pennsylvania. And of course, but I will tell you all this, if I lived in Pennsylvania, I would have already cast my vote for John Fetterman for many reasons.
It's like, after watching that,
this image of Oprah has been photoshopped so bad. Like,
seriously,
she does not look like that.
No, agreed.
All right. Well, we were just, you know, you just brought up like sort of the baiting, right?
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of crazy things said over the last week, and we should actually get into some of that because
goodness. I was going to show the Twitter employee though, real quick.
Oh sure, let's do that. And that's, we only have a half hour left, so let's get
on.
Yeah.
Let's. Okay, Dom, can you show the day in the life of a Twitter employee? This is literally what they posted, and it is hilarious, actually.
Also, quick question while he's pulling it up: will you guys get pay for a blue check mark on there?
Yeah, I mean, for our official account, like
eventually, maybe I would consider it, but it depends. I only have 150 subscriber or followers right now on Twitter because I just started an account.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks that we all lost it, but okay. Watch this. This is great.
Welcome to a day in my life as a Twitter employee. So this past week, went to SF for the first time at a Twitter office, badged in. Honestly, took a moment to just soak everything in. What a blessing. Also started my morning off with an iced matcha from the Perch. Then I had a meeting, so quickly scheduled one of these little pod rooms, which were so cool. They're literally noise canceling. Took my meeting, got ready for brunch. Look how delicious this food looks. Oh my goodness, I was so overwhelmed. Then made my way down to this log cabin area. I don't know what this is, but it was really cool. Played some foosball with my friends to kind of unwind a bit. Also found this really cool meditation room that I thought was super neat. I didn't do any yoga, but they have this yoga room if you are a yogi. So also thought that was really cool. Had a couple more meetings in the afternoon, had a ton of projects that we needed to knock out. Say hi to my teammates. went to the library to kind of get some more work done. Obviously had to have our afternoon coffee, so made some espresso. And then before leaving for the day, had some red wine that's on tap. Went up to the rooftop and just honestly enjoyed the beautiful weather. So awesome trip.
So she didn't do anything? She drank wine and had coffee and ate.
They're saying this is like a normal, like the Twitter employees, they really don't do a whole lot. So him firing everybody is just like,
doesn't do anything. Wouldn't do anything.
And then there's
there is a rude awakening coming for a lot of people in this world. That's that video that makes me think.
Yeah. Like, I feel like these like millennials and Gen Zers don't understand what real life is at all.
Yeah.
Like imagine them actually starting to have some hardships. Like they would probably just throw themselves off a bridge or something. They wouldn't even be able to handle it.
Well, there's that video of that Starbucks employee. He was like crying because he had to work 8-hour shifts or something like what? That.
It was a girl.
It was a girl. I don't know who it was.
That
but
was transitioning to a man, I think.
Yeah, I think that was it.
What?
They were at Starbucks crying on the floor because they felt they were working too many hours in a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
and they talk about evolution. Like that's not evolution, you know. That's the opposite. That's devolution, but not the kind that people talk about.
Yeah, maybe they're the just devil young.
In play, we're going to end up like Idiocracy pretty soon.
Well, I actually want to watch that movie again. I saw
actually when you played the trailer for the Onion movie, I was thinking this we're certainly in Idiocracy times, aren't we?
Seriously. I was just thinking that Twitter employee or the Starbucks employees, that probably that dude who did made that probably doesn't have any bills. He's probably just young, or she, or whoever it is. And yeah, but it's like, dude, go into real life and start paying your own bills and everything else. And then you're like, okay, I need to work hard. So
well, how about we play the video of Carrie Lake worried about Hillary Clinton next? That I haven't seen it yet, but just that okay. title makes me want to watch it. I Carrie Lake's awesome. I really yeah. like her.
Yeah, she seems awesome.
Then we'll go into the White House being fact checked.
Yeah, all the fact checking stuff. It's crazy.
We have to get into that. Yeah, we'll show the Carrie Lake thing. It's not that long. Dom's pulling that up. And yeah, Biden got fact checked 3 times on Twitter.
It's because he never says anything accurate.
No, he never says anything accurate. Okay, this is Carrie Lake's response to Hillary Clinton.
But I was a little concerned today, I'm going to be honest, when I saw Hillary Clinton bad-mouthing me. And she looked angry and actually scared and just completely unrelated. I want you to know, just in case you're wondering, I'm in perfect health. My brakes on my car are in good shape, and I'm not suicidal. And we're going to win this thing on Tuesday. But I was a little concerned today, I'm going to be honest, when I saw Hillary.
Burn. And then she followed that up with a tweet that said she the did. Same thing. Yes.
I saw. Oh, I didn't see the tweet. So I'll see if I can find that. That's crazy.
So let's get into this fact checking. Also, folks, I'm going to be hopping off soon. I've done like 12 interviews this week. I had 3
you've
today.
Done a lot, man.
And I just need a little bit of a break. So yes, I won't be here, but I didn't want to not be here at all. I wanted to at least come for the main part of this. So how about we'll go over a few of these tweets and then I'll bounce.
Yeah. So, the main one actually Babylon or not the Bee. Had this because this was the one that the White House deleted, which was pretty cool. And then there's 3 other ones with Biden that we'll get into. But Dom, can you pull up the the White House deletes one. So White House was so embarrassed by actually getting fact checked that it deleted its bogus tweet about Social Security. So what they said in a now deleted tweet, it said seniors are getting the biggest increase in their Social Security checks in 10 years through President Biden's leadership. But wait, do they have the
they should realize that deleting it draws more attention to it.
Yeah.
It's like that's what makes the story, you know.
So what was like fact checked about it? It said seniors will receive a large social security benefit increase due to the annual cost of living adjustment, which is based on the inflation rate. Yes.
So what he was saying is that there's the highest inflation rate that's ever existed, and therefore social security folks will get a larger check.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why. And then they're like, we'll just delete this tweet and not say anything about it. And it's like, wow. I thought for sure they were going to fight against it, and they didn't. And then Biden has 3 more. And Dom, you can pull up the first one. Seth, you can read this one. The first
Which one here.
I'll wait for it to pull as soon as Dom's going to pull it up. This is now actually the official Joe Biden's Twitter, and starts with like, yeah, you can read this.
It says, let me give you the facts. In 2020, 55 corporations made $40 billion and they paid 0 in federal taxes. My Inflation Reduction Act puts an end to this. It was fact checked and said, the Inflation Reduction Act imposed a minimum tax on corporations with average pre-tax earnings greater than $1 billion. Out of the 55 corporations the tweet references, only 14 had earnings greater than $1 billion and would be eligible under Biden's new tax law.
So that's the first one. And then there's 2 more, believe it or not. And I think one of these he might have deleted, actually. So I only found a screenshot of it. So he says, Rob, do you want to read this one?
He says, Biden says, we lost over 180,000 manufacturing jobs under the last guy. We've created 700,000 manufacturing jobs on my watch. This tweet is conflating regaining lost jobs with creation of new jobs that never existed before.
And also it's like, yeah, okay, so we had the lockdowns, everyone was forced out of work, and then it's like we created new jobs, and it's like well yeah, everyone just went back to work.
So like, yeah,
gives exactly me hope and Elon. It just makes me even more excited to buy my blue check mark. I at one point wanted to try to get one of those blue check marks, and the process to get one is so crazy. You have to like show them how you've created trending hashtags, and like really, it's just not cool.
That's what I mean. Like they're all like the left is all freaking out about it, mostly because now everyone's equal. And I think that's really what they're. So this is the third one that I found. It says some seniors pay $400 a month for insulin. It's ridiculous. Thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, we're capping that cost at $35 a month. And it's been fact checked. And it says while the Inflation Reduction Act capped insulin costs at $35 for individuals on Medicare, it did not cap costs for seniors on private insurance or anyone under the age of 65. And then it said, out of the 8.4 million Americans who take insulin, only 3.3 million are covered by Medicare. This is just great. This is like so great.
Yeah, that's very helpful.
Yeah, and it's not like a big, you know, it's like what they were doing to Trump. Like Trump would say something. It's like, this has been fact-checked by Reuters. Blah, yeah, it's and wrong. Then, yeah,
and they wouldn't give context, or like they would just be an independent fact-checker who was wrong, by the way.
Yeah.
What they were saying. You
Or it would say like, it would say something like partly false. And it's like, well, that means it's mostly true.
Well, speaking of, I'll give you one last thing before I sign off. I did an interview last night with a Brazilian guy about the election in Brazil, mm-hmm, and what's happened with Bolsonaro, and how basically how they the commies stole the election in Brazil. And yeah, I got an email from YouTube this morning, and they deleted my video, talking about the election in Brazil. And I'll read it to you. It says, what our policy says that content that advances false claims and widespread fraud, errors, or glitches change the outcome of certain past elections.
We have to consider to that many generals that are now in the military were.
So that was the interview. Basically, saying like you can't question any election. So it was like, because we didn't really talk about the U.S. election. We mentioned it, but like in very coded words. And so, thankfully, I didn't get a strike from it. But just like, gosh, this is like we live in 1984. So
yet,
anyway, when I'm going to hop out. Oh, sorry, Ben, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, when Trump won the election, all the Democrats questioned it. But it's like, you know, Biden wins, we question it, and it's like you go to jail. Whether it's Facebook jail or whatever jail.
Or disco jail, which we're disco in right jail. Now.
It's like, come on.
Yeah, anyway. Hey, well, Seth, thanks for being with us tonight.
Yeah, all right, a lot guys of fun. We had some good laughs.
All right. Until next time.
All right. See ya.
We'll see you out. Good stuff. All right. Yeah, this is like super.
Dude, we have to watch this Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Getting the facts wrong thing.
Do you guys want to watch a trailer first?
Sure.
Sure.
We can play a trailer.
Well, you guys, do you ever feel like our celebrities and politicians are acting like cavemen? Maybe people of the past weren't less advanced than we are, but we're actually moving backwards now. If you want to hear all about the strange history of our past, check out Edge of Wonder series on ancient civilizations. We uncovered amazing info about Atlantis, Plato, Nazi hunts, Edgar Cayce's psychic predictions, Antarctica, and Hollow Earth, mysteries of the Sphinx, ancient Egypt, and so much more. Check out this trailer all about it.
Was the fate of Atlantis a warning for humanity? We're often told that the ancients valued morality, being in harmony with nature and the universe. But what happens when moral values plummet and human greed takes over? An Edge of Wonder series.
But if you thought this was just going to be a boring history lesson, here comes the controversy.
A redacted CIA document. Psychic predictions come true. The Nazi secret search. Movies, technology, Plato, and more. What would it mean for humanity to find Atlantis?
One of the more fascinating aspects in the search for Atlantis is a declassified document that is right in the CIA's archives online.
Huh. What do you know?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
All right. Clinton getting facts wrong on CNN. Highly interesting stuff. So Dom's about to pull this up.
I mean, obviously they're not fact checking her on CNN, but it's like they could just say whatever they want and then just come back. You know, it's just, it really bothers me actually.
So okay, here it is. Let's hear what she has to say.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, she's indirectly talking about Carrie Lake here.
And, you know, I want to say one word about this emphasis on crime that we've seen in every ad that I've run across from the Republicans. I find it ironic and frankly disturbing that when Paul Pelosi is attacked by an intruder in his own home with a hammer, the Republicans go silent about that crime. You know, they're not concerned about voter safety. They just want to keep voters scared because they feel
that if voters are scared,
if they're responding to negative messages, you know, they'll have a better chance. And that's, you know, really regrettable. Unfortunately, sometimes it works and we can't let, you know, people just hear that and believe it.
Listen,
Dom, can you pause it for a second?
As you know, I mean, it's a real concern.
Okay, so on the Pelosi stuff, you know, Elon had that tweet we were talking about on our show, right, Rob, about that's now deleted about, well, this may not actually, there may be more than meets the eye here.
Yeah.
What Elon found was that he realized that the website that all the media were citing and what we found after really looking into it was created after the attack happened. The second thing is that the Capitol Police has monitors on every single one of these political people's homes. There just so happened no one was watching it the night that Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked. But
it's recorded, Ben.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, isn't it, then what? It's not recording?
It's
like,
recording.
You're just like telling the world, like, hey, you
can. Cell was recording at the time that he committed suicide as well.
This is why I'm having an issue with what happened. You know, obviously we went into it and none of the facts add up. None of the sequences add up. And the police just watched while it happened and the media still hasn't really explained that.
Can you take these liars off of the screen right now? Are you going to play more?
Yeah, we can play more. Well, okay, then she goes into the crime stuff. So yeah, let's play a little bit more.
I want to
concern for Americans. So the polling shows it wasn't at the top of the list, but it is a concern, a deep concern for Americans.
Look, I mean, crime should be a concern. I mean, I don't care where it happens or what it is. I want people to be safe. That's not the Republicans' argument, because of course, if you look at real crime statistics, which they're not interested in examining, the states with the highest crime levels are states run by Republicans. That's just a fact. We saw that, you know, very clearly in the recent debate in Oklahoma for the governorship.
But they show no evidence.
Democratic candidate said, wait a minute,
and we all know the crime rate
in Oklahoma is higher than it is in New York, and nobody wanted to believe that. Mm-hmm. They don't want to solve a problem, whether it's crime, inflation, or anything else.
She's talking about what they do. Issue.
You know, exactly. We're given a chance
not
to govern. They don't want the responsibility. We saw that during COVID at the very highest levels of the Trump administration. So when they talk about crime, you know, they're just trying.
This literally just watching trash right there. So she literally just said on CNN that Democratic run states have less crime, that Republican run states are the ones that have the most crime. And there is literally, it's not like, what's crazy about that is like, there's only 50 states. Pretty sure it's easy to look at whether or not that's true. It's not true at all.
Definitely not true.
Look at Illinois.
And New York.
New York, California.
Yeah.
Now, like the most populous states that are run by Democrats have the most crime in them right now.
And now, okay, maybe you can look at a state as a whole, right? Because when you take a state like New York, mostly it's red. The only part that's blue is New York City, which has the most people in it. So if you're talking about state to state, I can kind of see.
No, but that's not where the population is.
But that's not the population. Yeah. Like she's saying Oklahoma. It's like, well, if you compare that.
Yeah, but also New York. New York has been run by Democrats for the longest time.
That's the
Cuomo, thing. The new girl that was in there. You know what I mean? Like the mayors, I mean, they're all flaming Democrats.
Right. It's so I just can't even believe. And then you have like Dom Lemon on there who got demoted to being on the morning show and he can't really express much anymore. So
we got to bring up this White House deletes a tweet after being fact checked from the Babylon.
Oh, we did.
We did. Did you bring up the Babylon Bee site?
No, the not the Bee.
Not the Bee. That's what I meant.
Yeah. We brought that up.
Okay.
That was the one where they were talking about the senior citizen stuff.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that was the not the Bee site.
Yeah. So, okay, we could go because like there was all this kind of breaking news about David Icke, or we could go into Kyrie Irving.
Well, we got to do Kyrie Irving first. So what was that? What was going on with that?
Well, it's kind of interesting because it's all started with a something he posted on Twitter related to Alex Jones. And that's where this kind of started, like where the media started going after him. And actually, Dom, if you could pull up that tweet, I think that would be a good video to show first. And then all this other stuff that's kind of going on. But the gist of it is that he shared a documentary on Twitter, and that's what everyone is hammering him for. The ironic thing is they're not going after Amazon, who is where you can find the documentary, the book and the movie. But this is his response to this is awesome. And this is like, I think this is the start of why they started going after him.
Kyrie, while we're on the topic of promotion, why did you decide to promote something that Alex Jones said?
That was a few weeks ago. I do not stand with Alex Jones' position, narrative, court case that he had with Sandy Hook, or any of the kids that felt like they had to relive trauma, or parents that had to relive trauma, or to be dismissive to all the lives that were lost during that tragic event. My post was a post from Alex Jones that he did in the early 90s or late 90s about secret societies in America of occults, and it's true. So I wasn't identifying with anything of being a campaignist for Alex Jones or anything. I was just there to post, and it's funny. And it's actually hilarious because out of all the things I posted that day, that was the one post that everyone chose to see. It just goes back to the way our world is and works. I'm not here to complain about it. I just exist.
And to follow up on the promotion of the movie and the book.
Can you please stop calling it a promotion? Okay. What am I promoting?
Put it out on your platform.
But I'm promoting it? Do you see me doing? Do you see me in front of the
people? Out there,
the
people are going to say that you are.
Yeah, put it out there, just like you put things out there, right?
Yeah, but
okay,
it's not.
You put things out there for a living, right?
Right, but my stuff is
great,
not.
So let's move on.
Filled
let's
with
move on.
Anti-Semitic.
Let's
stuff.
Move on. Don't dehumanize me up here.
I'm not doing
I'm
that.
You're
free
to post. I can post whatever I want. So say that and shut it down and move on to the next question.
But Kyrie, you have to understand that by
I don't have to understand anything from you.
It's not me.
Nothing.
By
no people that you're making up, bro. Move on.
But by posting.
Move on. Next question.
Anybody,
do you guys have any more questions?
And they're gonna say,
you guys have any more questions?
Because
this is gonna be a clip. This is gonna be a clip that he's gonna marvel at. Is this any more questions?
But you're not answering the question.
Oh, this is another answering your question. Oh my God, let's make another Instagram clip so we could be famous again. Next question.
Kyrie, basketball related.
So that was the start of it. And the movie.
Do people feel like they have to like correct people like that? Like virtue, it's like a virtue signaling thing that people do, you know, like that reporter. It's not, it's Kyrie's responsibility what he posts. He's a human being. He doesn't need to be told, you know, like on like publicly what, you know what I mean? Like It's crazy.
Yeah. The people that don't like Kyrie Irving never did. Kyrie should just retire at this point. It's bigger than basketball. But this is interesting because this is actually all the things that he contributed that this person's pointing out that no one is talking about. He donated over $300,000 to Feeding America, partnered with some groups to feed like homeless in New York, partnered with some others to he delivered 17 pallets of food. You know, it just goes on with all these great things that
he committed $1.5 million to help pay women NBA players who opted out of the 2020 season. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, no one's talking about this stuff. It's like instead they're talking about this like movie.
Yeah, and look at this last one. So obviously he's like purchased a house for the family of George Floyd, according to former NBA Stephen Jackson. So like he's obviously like doing, I don't agree necessarily with that. I don't know much about that, but it's like he's doing what he thinks is right. That's what I respect about this guy, you know?
Actually, I do. So he bought a house, gave them some money, and I think it was close to almost $2 million total, and they're suing him. The family is suing him. They want more money from him because of what's going on now.
Wait.
George's Floyd family suing Kyrie.
He gave them $1.5 million out of the kindness of his heart. And now they're trying to sue him for more money because they want more from him, even though he has no fiscal responsibility.
Because they feel like they're his like what he's doing is like damaging the reputation. I know. Doesn't make any sense. And I think it's causing him to kind of act. This is why he's doing what he's doing. And, you know, like the video he posted, I don't really know much about the book. I'd read a synopsis of what it's called. It's called Heroes to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. And this is what he posted. Now, the crazy thing is everyone's going after him. Now, I like I said, I don't really know too much about this. But instead of going after him, I don't understand why they're not going after Amazon. Amazon is selling the book and they're promoting the movie. All he did was just like post this link to the movie and the book and like everyone's going after him for it. And it's like, you know, that's his own thing. Like he can do what he wants, but I don't understand why the woke community isn't going after Amazon if they're that upset. And I mean, the controversial part of this book, and I'm not trying to say I agree or disagree or anything. I'm just trying to give like a synopsis. The controversial part of it is that it mentions the author writes in the book that the Jews, the chosen people from like God have been persecuted and, you know, going through all these hardships because they like they didn't listen to God. And so it was like the author is saying this is why they've been punished. And so that's the anti-Semitic part of the book that everyone is talking about and why they're calling it this. Like I said, I'm just relaying that part of the factual element of it, of why and what happened, because I was trying to understand this, like, okay, what is going on here? Why are they all up in arms about this? You know, it doesn't really say anything that I know of that I read about, like, you know, Jewish people are XYZ, or it's like, you know, they're bad or whatever. It doesn't say, from my understanding, from, like I said, I didn't watch this video, but, you know, it doesn't say anything quite like that. So I was just a little bit kind of confused because I was expecting it to be a little bit worse, but then here it is on Amazon that you can just watch.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, you know, I mean, should he have promoted it? Like, maybe not, you know, but again, it's like, why go after him instead of Amazon?
Hey, let me read this this comment really quick because we got a $50 donation. Thank you, Common Man. He said, please get out there and vote. Support your candidates. Watch polls. Drive your neighbors there. Take the day off if you can. Being a patriot is not a spectator sport. Please get involved. This election won't be the end of it. Thanks, buddy, very much.
Mm-hmm.
Glad I got to read that.
Yeah, great stuff. But yeah, thank you. Thank you for all the donation, you guys. Really appreciate it. So this is like his response now. So that video, the first one we saw, was before he was suspended.
I don't understand. How is this an anti-Semitic film when all it's talking about is Hebrews? I don't get it. Hebrews to Negroes? Are they complaining about the title?
They're complaining the contents of the actual book itself.
But then why aren't they, like, again, why aren't they going after Amazon? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make
sense. It's on Amazon. You can go watch it right now. They're calling it anti-Semitic, and somehow Jeff Bezos is not getting heat for this.
That's the thing. That's the part that it's like all he did was promote this, which is on Amazon. Like, yeah, we keep saying that. So it's like, I don't know. Anyway, you can play this, Dom.
Are you surprised that reaction, some of the things that you did, hurt people?
Yeah, I think I can ask a better question. It's just, where were you when I was a kid figuring out that 300 million of my ancestors are buried in America? Where were you guys asking those same questions when I was a kid dealing with learning about the traumatic events of my familial history? And what I'm proud to come from, and why I'm proud to stand here, and why, when I repeat myself that I'm not going to stand down, it has nothing to do with dismissing any other race or group of people. I'm just proud of my heritage and what we've been through. And the fact that this has pinned me against the Jewish community, and I'm here answering questions of whether or not I'm sorry or not on something I didn't create, and it was something I shared, and I'm telling everybody I'm taking responsibility, then that's where I sit. So, you know, these same questions that you guys ask, me dealing with it as being a melanated, pigmented person all around the world and dealing with racial biases against my skin color, demeaning me because of my religious beliefs, and I'm still sitting in the seat standing. So I take my full responsibility. Again, I'll repeat it, for posting something on my Instagram or Twitter that may have had some unfortunate falsehoods in it. But I also am a human being that's 30 years old, and I've been growing up in a country that's told me that I wasn't worth anything, and I came from a slave class, and I come from a people that are meant to be treated the way we get treated every day. So I'm not here to compare anyone's atrocities or tragic events that their families have dealt with generations of time. I'm just here to continue to expose things that our world continues to put in darkness. I'm a light. I'm a beacon of light. It's what I'm here to do. You guys ask me questions about basketball, I give you my expert opinion. You guys ask me about other things, I give you my opinion, and it's met with whatever you believe the perception or the deception is. You guys investigate my life,
every day. And you justify it by serving your own purpose, which I honor. I would like the same respect in return. Figuring out just like anyone else. So please keep that same energy when we're talking about anti-other things. Because just because I post a documentary doesn't mean I'm anti-Semitic. And doesn't mean that I'm automatically standing with everyone that is believing in that. So it's unfortunate timing that we're in, but I'm glad that I could stand on the truth because I'm not afraid of these mics, these cameras. I used to be looking everyone in the eye and telling them the truth, that I'm proud of who I am. Any label that you put on me, I'm able to dismiss because I study. I know the Oxford Dictionary. You look it up, right? One of the biggest mistakes I had in being a kid was not knowing European or Western language until I started looking it up and understanding the definitions and why they say, if you want to trick a black person, put it in the book. I was wondering my whole life.
He's too smart for them.
Now I'm 30 years old.
Way too smart and calm.
Yeah. I mean, not for the media, but I mean, for like the powers that be, you know?
Yeah. He's developed like a, there's like power behind his calmness.
Yeah. There is. Yes.
He's good.
And, you know, he was the one that was standing up against the vaccine.
Mm. And I remember that.
Yeah. Mm. And honestly, I think that's the true reason why they're going after him. They've been like just watching him like a hawk, waiting to jump on him.
Waiting for a misstep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is the thing. Remember what I said at the beginning of this episode, that there is a false sense of freedom that people have. And it's everyone. And there's a lot of people on the left who really think that things couldn't be better, that they're going in the right direction. And it's this false sense that they have of what they feel like they're entitled to and all of this stuff. And it can be taken away so fast. And that's mm-hmm. when the pain starts. You know, they don't know that. They haven't studied. They haven't done the work. Yeah.
So true. Yeah. And again, I'm not trying to like justify what he posted was right or wrong or anything else. I'm just trying to say that
the conversation itself about this. Right?
It's just the conversation, and you know, I just felt like that was just a catalyst of anything.
Afterwards, Kyrie went on to say that his car is in perfect condition, his tires are in good condition, he's not suicidal, and he's in perfect health.
Yeah, man.
We should get on to Dig Deep now, Ben. What do you think?
Yeah, that's cool. We can do that.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, sorry, Dom. I thought you were going to play the transition.
Are these questions in here?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. I guess we're not going to do Dig Deep.
Well, while we're getting some questions for that, we could just briefly touch on what's going on with what's his name, David Icke, and he's been banned for
off of Twitter.
Well, I don't know about Twitter,
but banned out of the UK, right?
He's been banned from 26 European countries. That's what's crazy. And in his most recent video, he was calling out the World Economic Forum directly. And he just thought it was crazy with the Netherlands being one of the most food that's being exported out of there. All of a sudden, it's just like, you know, all these things are happening to the factories and everything else. And he's just like, what's the World Economic Forum doing? And just really going after him. And then, you know, it's like, because he said that, he gets banned for like 2 years or something.
But he lived in the UK, doesn't he?